Somebody say, God has gotten me. God has gotten me. Nobody determines my destiny except God. Nobody tells me how I'm going to live my life except God. Nobody knows the first day and the last day of my life except God. Who sent me here? God. Who should I live my life in His presence? God. Who wants the end of my life? God. After I die, where will I find myself? In the presence of God in heaven forever. God owns me. Somebody said, God has gotten me. God has gotten me. Amen.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
So the title of the message today is, God, You've Gotten Me. Somebody say, God, You've Gotten Me. Psalm 139, let's read. Oh Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. And You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, You know it all together. You have edged me behind and before, and laid Your hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is I cannot attain it. Let's read 7. Where can I go from Your spirit, or where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend into heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, Your hand shall lead me, and Your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall follow me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from me, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to You. 13. For You formed my inward parts. You conversed me in my mother's womb. I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows very well. 15 to 16. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest part of the head. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in Your book they all were written. The days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Amen.
Amen.
From that Psalm 139, verse 1 to 16, this man expressed that even if he attempt to hide in the presence of God, it will not do it successfully. Because God knew everything about him. There is no place that is dark in the presence of God. God knows he can see a person standing on the mountain. He can see someone that is at the lowest part of the earth in the valley. So God is all in all. And we as children of the Lord, we should find ourselves in a position that we understand that God is all in all in our lives. Amen. That is, you see yourself as someone that cannot go anywhere outside the regard of God. No matter what you become, wherever you go, the presence of God is with you. No matter what you do, the hand of God is on your life. Success will always follow you. And if you digress, you sin, you cannot hide it from God. The spanking of God will chase you. Amen?
Amen?
And also, you do not have fellowship with any other thing than with your God. Because He is the one that is in charge. He is the managing director of your life. So this place that we read, Psalm 139, it says in verse 13, it said, for You formed my inward part. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I wish somebody can understand that part that I read. He said, you formed me in the womb of my mother. The neat and gritty part of your life was formed by God. The blood that circulates on your body was made by God. God determines the vein that receives the fluid that transfers through your body. God knows the hour that you sleep. He knows the hour that you wake up. He counts it by seconds and milliseconds and micromilliseconds. Every step that you take, every breath that you make, that comes from you, is orchestrated by God. God owns you, in a nutshell. Somebody say, God owns my life.
God owns my life.
If God owns your life, how will you express it? If God owns your life, how will you carry yourself? If God owns your life, what will you be expecting from this God? What kind of fruitfulness, productivity you will be expecting out of your life? If God indeed actually owns your life, I expect that you will say, because God owns my life, everything I lay my hands on shall prosper. Because God owns my life, there is no power of darkness that can prevail over me. Because God owns my life, I am not going to die young, but I'm going to live long to fulfill the purposes of God for my life. Because God owns my life, I will not be afraid of evil. No matter what the enemy does, it will not prosper, because he owns my life. God owns my life. Amen. Nobody determines my destiny except God. Nobody tells me how I'm going to live my life except God. Nobody knows the first day and the last day of my life except God. Who sent me here? God. Who should I live my life in His presence? God. Who wants the end of my life? God. After I die, where will I find myself? In the presence of God in heaven forever. God owns me. Amen. Somebody said, God has gotten me.
God has gotten me.
Now here comes the challenge. If God has gotten you, how do you carry yourself? If God has gotten you, do you carry yourself as if you are by yourself, you are a lone ranger, and nobody cares about you? You know how we find ourselves in the pity party? When things coming, when things are not coming positively towards us, when things are not working in the right direction, you know how we feel, right? We feel like the whole world is collapsing on us. We feel like God does not answer prayer. We feel like, those things that I read about, how come I don't see them in my life? It's because you still don't realize that God wants your life. Let me tell you, my friend, if you can release your totality into the hands of the Lord, you say, God, if there is no food or no food, if there is no rain, if nothing happens, if none of my prayer is answered, I will still serve you. Then you will see a significant turnaround in your life. Amen. I'm telling you, okay, point blank, look at me very well. That situation that seems to be a challenging situation, if you can, in your mind, agree that God wants you, that problem will be solved.
Amen.
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 Now, let's quickly, I want you to say this after me. God owns my life.
God owns my life.
Though the rain may not fall, God owns my life.
God owns my life.
God owns my life. Though war may surround me, God still owns my life. If I have food on my table, God owns my life. If I have no food on my table, God owns my life. If I have one challenge, one problem or the other in my life, God owns my life. I know God that owns my life also has the solution of my life. Amen.
Amen.
I wish you would have said that in a better way. But it's okay, God understands. Amen.
Amen.
Not only when things are not working positively that people forget that God owns their lives. I'm addressing the children of God today. I'm not addressing the unbelievers. Not only when things are working negatively that people think that God is not with them. even in the positive, when things are going smoothly, some people still forget that God has been with them. That is why sometimes people refuse to give glory to God. They credit human being. They credit my mother. They credit my father. They credit my sister. They credit my uncle that raised me. They credit everybody else before they mention the name of God. Let me tell you something. God can take anybody. He can put anybody. It's still God that is in charge.
Amen.
This man in the Bible, the foolish rich man, I call him, in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 16. Luke 12, verse 16. Let's read. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my good food and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many good laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? Amen. You know the story. The man that thought that he had achieved because of his effort. He thought that his investment was what brought the increase. He thought that because he had some faithful servants that brought in what they invested, that is why he was able to account for many blessings. He thought that it's because there are no much rodents, animals that kill his, that eat up his crops. That's why he was able to gather so much. He thought it's because the weather was nice. That is why what he planted grew up and bear necessary food. He thought that things were working because of this, because of that. And also he thought that he was so smart as a person. That is why he was able to acquire riches for himself. Everything this man had an explanation for it. Just like many of us today, we have an explanation for one thing or the other that is happening in our lives. We have an explanation for the reason why we are losing money and the reason why we are gaining money. We have an explanation for why we got that job and why we did not get another one. My friend, you are getting it wrong. You see what happened to this man? It's not only about problem. Oh no, why is my brother doing this? Why is my sister doing it? Why is my husband? Why is my wife? Why is my son, my daughter? Why is this is happening to me? Why is this job is like this? No. Do you remember? Do you actually understand what you are? There's a song, there's a singer in where I came from in Nigeria, said, the son of a pusher eating bones. Oh my land, don't get Google. Do you realize who you are? You are not defined by your problem. You are not defined by your sources. You are defined by God. I want you to flip back to that place that we read, Psalm 139. Somebody say, I am defined by God. I am defined by God. I am not defined by my problem. I am not defined by my sources. I am defined by God. Let's read that Psalm 139 verse 13. Let's read together. Read confidently and boldly. Are we ready to read? Psalm 139 verse 13. What does it say? For you know my inward parts. You comfort me in my mother's womb. Verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Amen. I want somebody to say it after me. My soul knows very, very well.
My soul knows.
Say, my soul knows very, very well.
My soul knows very, very well.
My soul knows very, very well. You say it as if you are fighting with somebody. Say, my soul knows very, very well.
My soul knows very, very
that
well.
That I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Amen.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
I am not defined by anybody. Amen?
Amen.
Some people, because of the circumstance they find themselves, because of the environment, the community, some people, they are just haters of progress. And they are putting everything on you to pull you down from making advances. And as a result of that, all you are thinking about is these people, these people. Do you realize who you are? What are you thinking about them? You are not made by them, you are made by God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. If it requires that I close my eyes, I close my eyes when I don't want to see you. Alright? The only thing I see is the one that made me. The one that put me here. The one that we go back to. The one that defines my life. The one that I live my life completely and absolutely for. I am not living my life for anybody. I'm living my life for God. Somebody say, God has gotten me. God has gotten me. God owns my life. 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 Stand up on your feet, people of the Lord, and begin to declare this. Not until your spirit agrees, then I will have my rest. Say, God, you hold me. God, you hold my being. You hold my breath. You hold my life. Begin to say that. You hold my son. You hold my daughter. You hold my wife. You hold my husband. You hold my job. You hold my health. Nobody declares. Nobody defines my life for me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are his works. And my spirit knows very well. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God, you've gotten me. I have known myself. I have realized who I am in the presence of the Lord. I have understood. I now find who I am. I know my identity as a true child of the living God. For in my inward being, he has formed me. He knows who I am before I was made. Because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. In the name of Jesus. I know who I am in Christ 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 Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Please let someone sit before I wrap this up. I want us to have a seat. What are things that make people to lose the sense of their existence? I've mentioned two. One is problem, another one is success, and the third one is persecution. Amen. See how people chicken out. They chicken out of faith because people don't like them. Because the government don't want you to promote Christianity. How people chicken out. How people just gotten moot. Christians, born again Christians, firebrand Christians, people that are empowered by the Lord, people that have raised dead before, people that have preached and there was fire. There was fire. People that have prayed and there was healing. Now they're becoming mute because of oppression, because of persecution, because of influences. Because they don't want people to label them. They don't want you to call them. They don't want people to call them fanatics. They don't want to lose their job. People just carry all sorts of things upon themselves because they think, because people will not accept them. Let me tell you something. If people accept you and God does not accept you, you are going to hellfire. Amen? So, understand who you are as a child of the Lord. Thank God for people. When I ask people to pray, I see people praying in their language. That is perfectly okay. Because they are able, they speak the heart of God. They commune with God from heart to heart. That is what heaven requires. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be yourself, children of the Lord. Understand who you are so that you can enjoy premium blessings of the Lord. Let's put this to a close this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Do not let persecution take Jesus from you. Young ones, are you listening? Do not let persecution take faith from you. Do you know what they call persecution? Persecution could be your friend that is bullying you because you are a Christian. It could be because everybody is doing it this way. You too, you must do it. And if you don't do it, you don't belong. Then we don't want to talk to you anymore. That is persecution right here. Don't say because you're going to lose your friend as a result of that, deny your faith in Jesus. Somebody listening, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now finally, I ask you a question. Has God gotten you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Has God gotten you?
Yes.
You are not saying yes very well.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. If God has gotten you, I want you to jump on your feet. And I want you to say it categorically. Say it categorically. I said, God, you have gotten me.
God,
you have gotten me. God, you have gotten me. Now you get it. I give it to you. I give my life to you. I will give it to you completely and 100%. Begin to say that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that is dead, that's supposed to show the beauty of God, that's supposed to be alive and show color of God, I command it to rise and come back to life.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Things that are supposed to make God proud, that are supposed to make people be encouraged, that are supposed to surprise people and say, what is your secret? They are not happening in your life. But because the Lord has owned your life, and because you have said it today that God holds your life, I say that positive, great things that the Lord has invested into you, there is no more alive. I command it to come back to life. 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 Your glory to germinate.
Amen.
I said the land open up for your success to germinate.
Amen.
I said the land open up for your victory to come out.
Amen.
I said nobody will be able to stop your glory.
Amen.
No man will be able to stop your glory.
Amen.
No woman will be able to stop your glory.
Amen.
No young girl will be able to stop your glory.
Amen.
No people will be able to stop your glory.
Amen.
No government will be able to stop your glory.
Amen.
Able to stop your glory.
Amen.
No enemy will be able to stop your glory.
Amen.
I say the power of the Lord. The Lord has made heaven and the head. The Lord has no competition. There has no competitors. This Lord rise up for you.
Amen.
And it will make your light to shine.
Amen.
It will fight your battle.
Amen.
It will win battle for you.
Amen.
It will have your victory.
Amen.
And you shall testify to his goodness.
Amen.
Now and it shall be forever and ever. And so shall be forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's put our together for Jesus.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at WOEM.org.